This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Hope and a Future. It was written and read by Ben Van Aragon. The scripture for today continues our look at Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 10 through 14. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for wholeness, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11 is one of the most quoted verses of the Hebrew Bible. There is something universally comforting about God's promise of hope and a future. But the verses surrounding it are no less powerful. God opened with a revelation. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you. This verse reveals two astounding things. The exile would not last forever, and God sent his people to the pagan empire to advance his saving purposes. He followed with an invitation. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. God would accompany his people into exile and would be fully available when they needed him most. What does this message mean for us? First, our troubles will not last forever. God already has in his sights the resolution of whatever season of sadness or struggle you face. Second, our troubles serve God's plan of redemption. He is able to use times of adversity to advance his saving purposes. Third, God is always within reach. Through Jesus, God removed the barrier of our sin. By the Holy Spirit, God touches us with his love and life. God will be found by us when we seek him with all our hearts. Our God is the one who guarantees us hope and a future. Our hope is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our future is an eternity with him.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.